Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Trips the Station. You are now tuned in to Egypt E in the AM. All aboard the Monday train. Enjoy your ride.
Wonderful, wonderful morning, rising, my loves. And I am back. I've missed you. I love you no less. But a girl's been a little under the weather, a little under the sickness. And I had to heal. And so thus, you all know that all of my episodes come out of my own life, out of my own mind. And about they're normally about the things that I'm actually experiencing in life or things that my close friends and I have talked about and we're experiencing. And, of course, that's how I give you my love. I just give you my light, all of what I have learned and the things that I've been doing. And that's how we get it popping. So, good morning, good morning, good rising, whatever have you. I just want to say, once again, I missed you guys, and last week was like, oh my gosh, I didn't do a show, but my life was like, oh my gosh, you got some rest. Still doesn't even feel like enough, but guys, I am back, and I have lots and lots of love for you today, and of course, if you caught the title on Instagram, because it's been a doozy trying to get this show up, and I just want you to know, there are times when you're like, am I ready? am I ready to do what I'm about to do? Like, literally a minute before 7 o'clock hit and a little bit after, I didn't even think I was going to be ready to put this show together, because let me tell you, your girl did it all in less than 10 minutes, you know, telling y'all what the show was going to be about. Putting up the spill, going out to Facebook and to Twitter. So for everyone who listens on a regular basis and just assume that the show would be up, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, because your voodoo was what I needed this morning, because of the simple fact that literally it took 10 minutes to get all of this ready and to make sure that I could press all of those numbers into my phone and hit that call button and get you guys logged in, get myself logged in on the air. And so just to let you know, hopefully today's show is great. This was mainly housekeeping, letting you guys know what has been up with your girl and what is happening, like, in my life. Yeah. And so, like I said, life has been awesome because once again last week, I was not feeling my best, and that was from about Sunday to Saturday. But it took some time to kind of fill out what was really, really going on, what I was getting over, what I was struggling with. And, so let's see. Do I want to start there, or do I want to start with something different? Let's think about this for a second, because, like I said, this was a very spur-of-the-moment episode, because I was talking to Frank last night, and I was like, dang, I don't really know what the show should be about. I haven't had time to think about it. I haven't really had time to put together a game plan. And he was like, what about health? And I was like, you know what? That's so funny, because I was thinking about doing a show on health, because I'm going to be honest with you guys. I know last week we talked. I know last week we had a good old time. But in the process of all of this good, sicky, unnecessary feeling, your girl was not prepared to jump off or spin off or whatever, all of our madness last week. So forgive me for whatever I said we'll be doing this week. But the heart has led me to do this topic, which is you were born to heal. And the reason I say you were born to heal is simply because you were born to heal. How about that? You were born to do everything necessary to bring yourself back into the light. There you go. To bring your friends and your family back into the light, and bring the world itself back into the light. And when I say the light, what do I mean? I really just mean love. I mean love. I mean unity. I mean coherence. I mean everything that involves being, what do you say? Being human being, but also being soul, spirit, and being like the collective mind, where everyone's living for everyone, and everyone's thinking for everyone, and everyone's doing for everyone, and everyone's living and healing for everyone. Like, that is really what the world is about. And we can look at the world today and see that the world is having a hard time healing. The world is having a very hard time loving. But it's not that people don't want to love. It is that people are so afraid to love and afraid to be unified and afraid to step out and do what they were meant to do. Heal. You were meant to heal. You were meant to live free. You were meant to be happy. You were meant to not be sicky for the rest of your life. Like, I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what you're dealing with. I know you're put on this earth to come in and to live a certain lifestyle and to do a certain thing. But just because your lifestyle, you were meant to, for instance, experience an ailment in life, or a sickness in life, or a disease in life, a dis-ease in life, let me say that one more time, a dis-ease in life, which means you have an issue with something in your life, something in your karmatic, like your past, something that you were meant to come back here to fix or to heal. You were supposed to make yourself calm. You're supposed to find your peace. You're supposed to find everything that you need to get rid of any dis-ease or disease that you have. Can't say it different now because I said it like it's supposed to be. But yes, a disease or dis-ease is what you're meant to fix while you're here in this lifetime. And so let me tell you a quick backstory, and this is something brought tears to my eyes on my limb, my wedding day, my obligation ceremony, because my husband, my king of now going on 6 years, he mentioned my beginnings in his vows. And it was a tearjerker, and it's funny because we were in a competition for whose vows made who cry the most. In reality, it would be his vows made me cry the most. But this moment he mentioned in our vows, collectively, dealt with when I was first born, you know, take it back to the yellow room. Because that's the only thing I remember about being a little baby, straight out my mother's womb, within, like, I guess it was around the first 2 weeks of my living or my existing outside of the womb, outside of the lovely embryonic stardust pouch sac. I remember the yellow room. The room wasn't yellow. I'm pretty sure your room was a perfectly normal color. But from my view, my vision, from what I can remember, the only little thing that I can really remember from anything before I was probably in elementary school was the yellow room. And I think of that room and I think of it, it was a hospital room. And I guess my vision was yellow at that time because I don't know why else I would think the room was yellow. And it's a very vivid memory in my head. So at that time when I was in this room, I was suffering from, and I would say suffering to a degree, I was suffering from what my mother calls and what doctors call a cholangiocal cyst. It's a rare cyst, I know that much, and it was very life-threatening. And so for the first 2 weeks of my life, the doctors were convinced I was never going to live to see the age of 1 year old. Well, look at me now, guys. I'm a big girl now. I wear my big girl pants and I wear pull-ups. No, I don't wear pull-ups, guys. But I am a big girl now and I'm grown and I made it past that stage. And something that I've had to deal with my entire life was dealing with anything from stomach issues and digestive issues and things like that. So I've been on a journey, and trust and believe, it has been a soul-searching journey. It has been a spiritual journey. It has been a physical journey. It has been a very, 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 very mental journey to get myself in alignment with my actual body. Because of the fact that I came into this world with that issue, and so thus, that says to me 28 years later that I was meant to have that walk so that I could manage my health, and not only my health, but the health of those around me, friends and family if needed, and especially my husband and any children I have that are on the way at any point in time. So that being said, I came to that realization mostly this week, but over the time, it's kind of been like, hey, I'm here, hey, I'm here, hey, I'm here. It's just taken me quite some time to get to that point where I can recognize it for the truth of what it really was. And so that being said, I've had to struggle with what I ate. I've struggled with my weight, but the weight was never really the biggest struggle. It was never really the weight that was the problem because I was never supposed to be a slim, slim girl. So that's something we have to talk about too for everyone. Your body type is your body type. Your body type is your body type, baby. So you're not necessarily meant to be slim and skinny or bony or whatever if that's what your aim is. No, you're meant to be healthy. That's what you're meant to be. So you can be thick and healthy. You can be skinny and healthy. You can be slim and healthy. You can be thin and healthy. You can be really, really vivaciously beautiful and healthy. It's all about your body type, baby. So after we get back into talking about what your real body is supposed to look like and what your mind is supposed to think like and how you're supposed to feel and what you're supposed to be putting in your body and what you're supposed to be remembering with your girl, your queen, Dijon, and of course myself, if you didn't notice that, in like the 2 seconds that the video, and then 2 seconds that the intro was up before you even had a chance to really know that what the show was about,
If you saw that Queen Dijon or Supreme Dijon and myself was telling you how to be infinite, you know, just stay tuned. This is going to be the next best 4 minutes and 8 seconds of your life. I love you. I'll be back with how you get healthy, baby.
DJ 837.
Knowledge is infinite, value more than the dividend. Sweet as some lemon and tea with apples and cinnamon. So what's your sentiment? Tell me now, are you feeling a rush of adrenaline flowing through your facility? Synapses in action to capture the message in code. Relaxes our toxic reception, connect to the coil. Don't say you ain't got it, your souls once walked the soil. Creating the diamonds, the crystals, the light, and the oil. Blood is rich, the blood is thick.
One more time.
Blood is rich, the blood is thick, thick, thicker than water, so tell me why we don't stick. I said it's thicker than water, so tell me why we don't stick. It's a virtual world, I'm not a virtual girl. No contaminated hips, holographic images. I am natural, I exist, climbing out of the abyss. Gonna do it for my sisters, value God's gift. In the presence of your essence, your blessing from the heavens. So sever from the tether, that tell you you are lesser. Crack the letter, hey, and just ride out smooth. Yeah, you got to feel the rhythm, so get in the groove, groove. With my youngins, my young pharaoh. I love you so much, thought you should know. You are the seed, our life can grow. Our suns will forever burn and glow. Powerful, talking all that jazz. Can you feel the nature of it seeping out that gland? Notes in that big hand, finger to the man. We don't get it by the dollar, get it by the grand. Cause the wealth is the health, my health's in my hand. I put down that slab and pick me a plant. Electricity is what it took me. Rocks in my heart can't stop the speed.
Yeah, we move through time and space like the dark beneath our light. Flags waving victory triumphs again across the dark skies, burning hot. You'd like to think you can see us. Nah, impossible on all forms of such a word. It's cosmic what we have here, these cultivations and whatnot. Are you feeling
DJ 837
with your vibe? I mean, like seriously, has your deoxyribonucleic acid been tapped yet? Cherry pop. What more are you waiting for? Meet this spark by all means. Walk with me through your pyramids, baby. Slide your hands across the walls and trace with your fingers these images, those faces. Remember that you, before you touched down on Planet Green, when all the streets were paved in gold. We used to hop on sky rays, light rays, sun rays, to the nearest star system. Get a little trippy off the dust, buzz through the galactic, like the celestials we forgot. Played hopscotch, chalking up Andromeda. Eh, but this is only if you're truly about this life. See, you only get one shot, maybe two. And then my friend, my train dissipates into, well, thin air and honey, child, I'm off again. Sipping chiefin on these crazy esocentrics. This playground in my mind really is, with all its quantums and physics and visions of Fibonacci floating past my pineal. You know what I mean? I mean, baby, really, are you feeling me or not?
And we are back, of course. And how y'all like that? Did y'all like that? You know, I haven't listened to that song in, you know, about a month or so, all the way through. And yeah. I'm just saying, I ain't trying to brag and I ain't trying to, you know, be that person or toot our own horns. But I love that song. I'm just saying. I love that song. One, I love that song because, of course, it was two queens collabing. But two, I love that song because the fact that your girl, Supreme, or your queen, Supreme, Dijon, even asked me to get on such a gaudy track in the first place. Just got your girl like, what? 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 But no, guys, I love, love, love that song. Shout out to my love, Supreme Dijon. She is awesome, and her music is awesome. So if you haven't checked her out, check her out on Spinrilla. Go ahead and hit up. I will actually, because I have to update all of the information below this video, so trust and believe your girl's going to get it right. I told y'all how this morning was. I'll put all that information down in the information box. There you go. And you guys head over there and hit her up. You go hit her up on Instagram. You can hit her up all over. I'll put all her information down there, as well as the rest of the information that's going to be up. But getting back to this health, guys, getting back to health, there are three types of people in this world who I've defined as the healer, the taker, the forsaker. There you go. How about that? All right, so the healer, of course, the healer is obvious. The healer is the person who takes it upon him or herself to find ways and methods to heal him or herself. That does not mean that this person does not utilize what are considered gems or tools that other people have provided them. That doesn't mean that they don't go to health physicians or they don't go to, like, the medicine man or the shaman or whatever. That doesn't mean all of that. It means that they take the first step, the first action themselves to make sure that they are healed. And they're not afraid to experiment because life is an experience. And I heard that yesterday from someone. Life is an experience, so therefore you're supposed to experiment your way through it. You personally came into this world and you know the best how to heal and to how to help yourself. How do I know this? Because you came equipped with everything that you needed. You know, you were like one of those IKEA furniture sets that, you know, was made to be assembled by the owner, the person who purchased it. You are the owner of your vessel. You are the owner of your vita, your life. You are the owner of your vehiculum, your traveling mechanism, yourself, your body. So thus, I know you were meant to heal it if you needed to be healed and with the little help of someone else. Because how do you think you were supposed to survive by yourself in this world if you needed someone else's help all the time? All the time. No, you're supposed to be able to get yourself to a point of restoration within your own mind, body, spirit, soul. Bam. Now, that is the healer, the person who takes the initiative, and says, I'm going to heal myself. I'm going to be the first active ingredient in my first medication. Self. There you go. The next person is the taker. And who is this taker, you might ask? The taker is the person who only seeks information from doctors, physicians, practitioners, someone who practices medicine but doesn't necessarily know medicine for themselves or doesn't use medicine for themselves or for their patients. The practitioner is like the modern day doctor. No shame, no squares, no whatever, no what shade. But the truth be told, if you're not practicing natural medicine, original medicine, traditional medicine, what came out the ground medicine and out the earth medicine, then I'm sorry, you're practicing medicine because you haven't got there yet. But I love your degrees. Get your degrees and then get your natural medicines. Look how that works. The taker. So if you're being a taker, mindfully you need to consider becoming an active part in your actual your healing. So that means maybe if the doctor prescribes you a ton of medications, you might want to go check with doc and be like, hey, doc, you prescribe me a lot of meds. What's the natural alternate to this? And if they can't give it to you, go find it yourself. I promise you, baby, you'll be better for it. You'll love yourself for it. Trust and believe. Yes. And I know this for a fact. I know my mom. She's been to the doctor many times, and the doctor has given her many medications and things of that nature. And she got home, and she's like, I didn't want to take it. So she started dosing herself up on vitamins and greens and all these good things. And lo and behold, she didn't need the medicine anymore. Proof in the pudding. There you go. It works that way. And myself included. And then you have the forsaker. The forsaker is someone who doesn't experiment on themselves, does not try to figure out what they came here to do. Like, they don't try to figure out how to heal themselves. They don't try to figure out what medications or natural traditional medicines what they need to fix any ailment or anything like that. They don't attempt to go or take anybody's advice from the doctors. They don't attempt to even go to a practitioner or none of that stuff. They just forsake their health altogether. So we know you don't want to be a forsaker, and we know you want to work your way out of being a taker, and we know you want to get to the point where you were meant to do in the first place and be a healer. Heal yourself. Heal thyself. Healthy self. Think about that. Same letters, different thoughts. So now, what did I do? I said, self, guess what, self? Self, you need to do what's good for you. Because one, I wanted to lose weight, did that in a year. Yeah. So if you follow me on Instagram, or if you're on my YouTube, which you can find everything under the about in my YouTube, all of my social media, you can find all of this, the blog, the videos, obviously if you're on YouTube, you can find videos, but you can find the blog, you can find the station, you can find links to everything that I'm doing from my YouTube. That is my hub right now. All right, so what did I do? And on YouTube, like I was about to say, on YouTube, my How I Lost 60 Pounds in a Year video will be up this week, possibly today. So stay tuned for that. Check out Instagram, and I will let you know when I drop that shot. And on there, you're going to also find out that my weight loss journey was my weight loss journey, meaning I didn't conform to anyone else's standards of weight loss, because a girl can't do that. She doesn't like routines enough, and she doesn't like being that quote-unquote health freak. No. I created my own plan. I created my own journey. And what that meant for me was I started taking the gems that other people gave me. I started reading things that would help me. And I flipped it. I did it how I wanted to do it. I started to make it, conjure up my own, you know, what they say back in the day, alphabet soup. And I say alphabet soup now because alphabet soup is a combination of all the alphabet. And so for me, my own workout and my own health soup was a combination of all of the small gems that I had picked up, whether it was what to eat, what to do in terms of exercise, how to get rid of certain ailments in your life. And some of the things I just did was just start eating healthier. But eating healthier doesn't mean what people assume it means. It means eating like cookie cutter, by the book, this and that. No, it means find what works for you and do that. Because you're different. You were born to walk a different life than everyone else. So that means your health was meant to be different from everyone else's health. And so that being said, you need to maintain that process. You need to maintain that process, and you need to fleet that process for yourself. You need to let yourself live. And the only way you're going to be able to live is by taking your own advice, giving yourself your own regimens or remedies. And when I say remedies, I mean cures. Occurred. You said cures? That's old country. But you give yourself cures. You give yourself what you need in order to survive and sustain your life and make sure that you are able to thrive in life. And for me, once again, that came by way of my exercise didn't look like everyone's exercise. I wasn't running a, you know, 15K marathon. I didn't go to the gym every day to lose my weight to get healthier. No, I started hula hooping. I started doing a little ballet, which I've gotten better at over the time that I've been doing it. You know, I started walking with my king, stretching with my king, going swimming during the summers and things like that, you know, and I stopped worrying. I stopped worrying about health so much. And this last week was hard because it was a struggle. I was having a lot of stomach issues. But I decided, you know, there's a level of worry that needs to go out of the window. And so what I did was, thanks to my king, he, you know, he conjured up the Moorish scientist within himself. And then I ended up having to conjure up the Saponi or Moorish medicine woman, I guess, if you want to call it that, because I put myself on my own routine. I went back to some of the basics, you know, the unfiltered organic apple cider vinegar detox with a little bit of pure organic honey in it, mix it with some water, put it on the stove, heat it up, cooking in the kitchen, got that crack over here. But no, seriously, I had to go through that process for myself. I had to literally start mixing these things and conjuring some of these things that I've heard my grandmothers and my mother and her, of course, she's got aunts and she's got cousins, great cousins and things of that nature, or people of that nature who passed these things down through the years. And over time, I have forgotten them. But upon looking into how to fix my issues that I was having, they resurfaced and they work. Put it like that, just easy. They work. Herbal teas have been my best friend. And I don't do these things regularly, but sometimes preventive measures will help you not have to deal with a week of, you know, terrible measures. And that being said, I feel great today. I'm not completely 100% better, but that's okay. That's okay, baby. I will be back to my normal self very soon. And I say normal, I don't even mean normal. I mean better self, because I'm taking the time to perfect my process. And that's what we all need to do. We need to perfect our processes. We need to make sure that even though our process may not be the best at the time, it may not be what we want it to be, but it's constantly progressing. And when it's constantly progressing, you are working in your light. You are doing what your light wants you to do. You're not stagnant. You're not relying on someone else to tell you how to save yourself. You are saving yourself, and you're not forsaking yourself, because you are consciously and you're actively experimenting on yourself to make sure that by the end of the day, you're healthier. Of course, I would suggest to anyone to be mindful. I would be suggesting to you to make sure that you research, you study, you make sure that what you're putting into your body to heal your body is something that's going to work with your body. And that is something I will definitely say to everyone. This advice, yes, you can speak with your health practitioner, hence health practitioner, who is also practicing this, this process. You can speak with them to make sure they know they're aware, especially if you're taking other medications, especially if you're doing other things as well. But do your own research. If your doctor prescribes you a new prescription, Google it. Google is everyone's best friend, whether you like it or not. I mean, they be tripping sometime over there. But you got to love it, because you can research your own stuff and see what might affect your medications. All of the stuff is public information nowadays. There's no reason for you not to know. And there's no reason for you not to know thyself, because you are yourself. So you should know yourself. If you don't know yourself, then I'm kind of looking at you sideways, like, should you be in the asylum or something? Because you need to know yourself. And know your body so that you can take care of your body. Stop worrying about your issues. Stop worrying about your ailments. Stop worrying about your disease or your dis-ease, and start fixing it. Start actively being a participant in it. And don't say it's not healthy. I mean, it's not healthy. Don't say it's not affordable. There you go. Because the health care you're paying for right now is more expensive than the health care you need. Let me say that one more time. Because I didn't update the morning message or the morning message for the Monday train, however you want to say it, long name, short name. I didn't update it yet. But the one from last week still applies. It's your success lies waiting in your scattered puzzle pieces. Your bad health is a scattered puzzle piece, a bunch of scattered puzzle pieces. You need to put them back together right now. But your health itself is way more affordable than the health care that you're paying for right now. And the health care that you need is, wait, what did I say? Did I say that right? I don't think I said that right, guys. But the health care that you are paying for is more expensive than the health care you need. There you go. There you go, y'all. It is. It really, really is. it's apple cider vinegar, unfiltered. I don't care if it's unfiltered, organic, or whatever. And a bottle of organic honey and some purified water comes in under $10. Go to your nearest hospital and try to get a doctor's bill under $10. When you do this, and I'm not even talking about without or with insurance. I just mean when you do this, you show me the money. I don't care if you got to send the bill that your insurance company paid most of it, but you show me the bill because your copay probably was $10 by itself. So let me know. Send it to my email if you need to. You hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, and if more than 15 of y'all come to me and be like, hey, I did it, but then I'm going to say Godspeed, because 99.9% of this world ain't living like you. So therefore, your health care right now that you're paying for is a lot more expensive than the health care that you need. So the health care that I suggest to you today is your health care. Your own TLC. Find out where it works for you, you know? And I've been dabbling into what we call, of course, what we know as, is Moorish science and Moorish medicine. And so for me, this week has been really, 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 really amazing. I started learning a lot more about cellular tissue salts. And things of that nature, and what the modern world considers homeopathy. I think they're homeopathy. But it's just ancient science. It's ancient medication, ancient traditional medicine. That is what it really is. And for me, that has been amazing because my husband brought it to my attention. So kudos to my king for being someone who he claims I spend most of my time, you know, working on healing him and things like that. No, baby, you be trying to heal me. And I love that I have someone who wants me to be around for 80 years and forever, so they're bringing me things back from our past, you know, things that we've forgotten about. And he brought me a lot of information on the cellular salts from a lot of our elders in the nation. And I put them to work. I put them to the test. I researched everything that was given by our elders, or as much as I could that was researched by elders, and then I researched more on homeopathy, like modern day homeopathy, and that was something that gave me so much relief. I lost a lot of that dis-ease, and my body thanks me for it. You know, it's starting to get back to its normal state, or back to, I would say, a better state. Like, I feel happier, I feel healthier, and I'm moving it more. I'm doing more. I'm living more. And that's something that we really, 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 really have to get in our heads when we are out here and we're doing what we're doing. Get active, get up, move. Do more. If you're watching television, stand up and walk in place for a few minutes. Stand up and jog in place for a stretch. Move your body. Don't be so sedimentary. Don't be like the dirt. Move. I need you to move. Like, dance. Do whatever it takes for you to get you right. You know, find what works for you. Like, this episode has went probably way over the time, and I know it's went way over the time. I ain't tripping. But I just want you guys to know that you can do it. You can live the life that you want to live, and there's no one but you stopping you. You know, get it popping. And everything that I'm saying right now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a practitioner. I am today standing a self-proclaimed healer. There you go. And because I know that I have the ability to heal myself. And that being said, I know I have the ability to give you the tools to heal yourself. I'm not going to give you the process for you because I don't know your body. But I would tell you what you should be thinking about. I would tell you what you may need to be dabbling in. I'll tell you what you need to research because, baby, it's you. You are the key to your health. You are the key to your wealth. So with that being said, let me get out of here because it is past time for your girl to bounce. And not because I want to leave you, but because that's all I need to say. I just needed to give you a little bit of seed, plant that seed, drop a sprinkle of little water on it, you know, put it in some richness. I plant it in richness because you're already rich. You're just like the soul. You're awesome. You're great. You're ready for something to just come out of you and just expand and just grow tall like a beanstalk. There you go. So with that being said, I planted the seed. You water it some more. You give it some sunshine. You know, smile on it a little bit. Get out into this world and express yourself. Live free. Be the healer that you were meant to be. And how's that for Dr. Seuss? But, yes, like really get out of here and do whatever you're doing. So if you're on your way to work, if you're on your way to school, if you're on your way to wherever you got to go, by all means, baby, know I love you. I love you some more. I love you some more, and I want you to be healthy. I want you to be happy, and I want you to be healed. That's just all it is. I want you to be healthy, happy, and healed, and whether that's spiritually, mentally, physically, or soulfully, by all means, I want it all for you guys. So you are love. I love you most. My Yonder Staker, you know, follow me everywhere. Hit me up on YouTube. Hit me up on SoundCloud. Hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. I love you guys. It's been a week. I'll see you next week. And how about some King Frank for you, Mama's Crown? And we're going to be out with that because y'all know what it is. It's all love. It's all Ender Saga 1. My Yonder Staker, my babies, love you.
I'm a private politician for the ghetto tribe, trapping on a kettle top. Niggas shooting, keep it moving for a bezel watch. Niggas shine, but the radiance attracts patrolling aliens and tell a Roman cop that we on the block. We in the drop, yelling chop. Roll up, it's a gangsta party on my block. Hold up, we don't see no pieces called a push. We gon' break a pack and blow it back to King of Kush. Lil' homie run amok, throw the pistol in the bush. Don't you ever give a fuck, you had everything they took. 100 niggas in the cut, and we streaming out Yehuda. Celebrating life, we was born in their confusion. Though my mother taught me right, I was hanging with the shooters. I was really in the bitches and finger fucking Rugers. Man, my brother's in the trenches, he's a victim cause they told us we would never live for nothing. I was lucky, I was hopeless, man, I'm trying to fuck this world up. Hey, everybody fuck this world up. Hey, man, I'm trying to fuck this world up. Hey, everybody fuck this world up. Hey. And that's the way the troopers tripping, man. They must be off the molly if they think this jurisdiction. Go outside the corporate body, sweating motherfuckers dreaming. I ain't never been to England. They shot my niggas down and it justified the treason. States incorporate my brothers, ain't a lock them in the cage. The system's artificial, they keep faking on my rage. They gon' make me write a page in a new religion. My testament, I give a fuck, that's a new religion. My Mexican, your mama, we know me, ho, yo. Breaking beer to Tito, tell my primo, yo, who down for that repo? I see no evil chop. The long regal, 100 niggas in a cut, and we wrong legal. We keep the people in the trust, we invested in the faith. We gon' live in freedom, we was shackled when we prayed. No, my mama is a queen, though she lived without the means. She held a nigga down, so I'm coming for a crown. I can knock it down, I can knock it down, I can knock it down, I can knock it down. Hey.